Welcome to the Lift As You Climb podcast, where it's all about the journey and the joy to discovering who you are now and deciding who you want to become and embracing your genuine identity, influence, and impact. In each episode, we'll explore how life's experiences have prepared us for what we choose to do next and how to create our encore, write our own script, and star in the next stage of our lives. I'm your host, your next business strategist and transformation catalyst, Isabel Banerjee. Welcome, everyone. So glad to have you here. Come on into the laboratory, which I call my mind, and let's see what we're mixing up here today. In about 10 days from now, I'm going to be making an announcement. Pretty exciting. Big stuff is coming for me, and I want to share that with you. In preparation for that milestone event, I've been doing a lot of reflecting and thinking about my life's journey and experience, which I often refer to as the Magical Mystery Tour. And I thought about how I would never have guessed when I was a teenager or a young woman that I would be here today at age 66 as a podcast host, and having the opportunity to openly share my life and my thoughts with all of you, even better, to be able to interview some amazing women and have them share so generously their experiences and their advice, and really all together lift and climb and build each other's success ladders. I truly feel blessed to be in this position today of figuring out how to do all of this when I don't have a guide, I don't have a manual, I didn't have a long-term strategic plan to become this at the stage of my life. But I do love it, and I am grateful to all of you that joined me on this journey. About 2 years ago, I published a book called Who Am I Now? Feminine Wisdom Unmasked and Uncensored. And it was a very cathartic experience to write that story, which was mostly the story of my evolution, my life, and discovering who I am at many, many stages. But it was also an anthology of 20 other women contributing their experience and their wisdom to really create what I call the womanual for evolving women. Women are. We are constantly evolving and transforming and adapting. I just think it's fabulous, and I highly encourage it, because out of each new iteration of us, I believe we are smarter and we have greater influence and we can have greater impact in the world. We should not hold back, and we shouldn't hide our light under a bushel, and that we should only ever retire from the things we don't like to do any longer. It's a responsibility and a privilege to continue to grow and be better than you were the day before, and to share that. However, I know that you don't just wake up every morning and say, wow, I'm going to become that, and know exactly where to begin and how to figure it out. And that reminded me of a chapter in the book, an essay within a chapter called Transformation Decoded, that I thought was very appropriate to anchor this episode in this conversation. So today, I would like to read to you an excerpt from my book. Read the essay called I've Never Been This Me Before. I hope you'll enjoy this reading, and then I'm going to come back after and we can talk about that a little further. So get cozy and comfortable Story time. I've never been this me before. I remember the morning this realization hit me. I was driving on mental autopilot, letting my car's GPS lead the way to a coffee rendezvous with a woman I had arranged to interview for this book. As I drove, I pondered how I got here, to this place of writing, who am I now? As I turned into the parking lot, the universe whispered the answer into my consciousness. Distinctly, I heard, "Girl, you've never known at first, but each and every time you created you, and you turned out precisely as you should for that time in your history." History. Her story. Your story. You wrote it. I'm not sure what was the most surprising or the most unsettling. Realizing the truth of the statement? The awareness of how many times in my life this had already happened? Or the tenor of the mellow voice of the universe piped inside my head? Is Morgan Freeman doing voiceover work for the universe? Startled, I began rewinding my memory, watching the rerun of my life in my mind's theater. Intrigued and filled with wonder, I lost count of how many times I had become a new me. Each transformation began in a unique, uncharted, previously unexplored territory of me. When I allowed myself the time to pause, to rewind and reflect on each of the different Isabels I have been, it surprised me to observe the distinct characters I created, developed, nurtured, embraced, struggled with, disliked, worried over, cried with, neglected, liked, and loved. Sadly, I realized there were so many times I did not appreciate who I truly was. As the leading lady of the performance known as my life, I was too deeply immersed in my role to notice my view was obstructed. My ultra-close-up perspective focused on imperfections and missed cues. I scrutinized my life in a magnification mirror and focused on the flaws, not on the beauty. Too often, I criticized, sacrificed, and should on myself. Not as often did I love myself and marvel at the beautiful being I was. Doing overtook being as I shouldered responsibilities, cared for others, and never felt I quite measured up to a self-inflicted goal of elusive perfection. Work harder, be smarter, earn more, volunteer more, get thinner, act older, look younger, stay married, stay single, give more, play less, be a better businesswoman, friend, mother, wife, daughter, everything to everyone. Now, through the 3D lens of awareness and replayed episodes from my life, I see things I didn't notice before. Like watching your favorite movie over and over. Each time you hear new dialogue, notice different scenery, appreciate the nuances and complexity of the characters, and fall in love a little deeper with the heroine. We have been students, wives, parents, employees, caretakers, entrepreneurs, and more, dutifully, We stuck to our assigned roles, played out the parts others chose for us until time and circumstances have brought those roles to an end. End of the road? Or are we simply turning a corner? What road are you on now? Can you look in the rearview mirror and appreciate the distance that you've covered from one stage of your life to the next? Have you thought of pulling into a rest stop and taking a breather to reflect on your trip so far? Have you acknowledged the milestones of your life's journey, which mark your growth, development, and transition to the next and best part of your orbits around the sun? How do you know you will like where you will end up? During the period of my life that I felt the most off course, wandering without a purposeful destination, I often felt hopeless and lost. Fortunately, I figured out how to map my way forward, and I navigated my way back to the path I needed to take. I created my own process to plot my trip based on landmarks, strengths, and resources, and by recalculating routes which did not take me to the happy place I desire. I learned how to reset my compass that was stuck on who I was. If you are a fellow traveler on the road to discovering who you are now and who you are next, I prepared a trip plan for you so you can enjoy the scenery along the way. Before you head out onto the highway of the next phase of your life, fill your tank, download your playlist, and read what I share in the Standing Ovations chapter. I am so happy to share with you what I learned about arriving at my destiny versus the journey. Signal on. Will you go right or left? It's your choice to shift gears and head off on a new road. Whatever your path, enjoy the scenery. I certainly plan to. Morgan Freeman and I are about to start a wonderful adventure together. Well, I hope you enjoyed that excerpt as much as I enjoyed sharing it with you. I like to have a little fun, as you can tell, and certainly imagining Morgan Freeman along for a road trip with me is pretty cool. I hope that it gave you a chance to think about, wow, how many versions of you have created, because each and every time we didn't know how to do that when we first began as the business person or the school teacher or the pilot or the author or the mother or the wife or the widow or the executive director of a great social organization. When we begin, it's the first day every time. But when we trust that we have the ability, that we have the skills, that we have the strength, and we have the passion to do it, we can figure anything out, right? Part of my process was coming to terms with that and realizing that I didn't have to be so fearful each time I was a newbie. But in fact, I was just stepping up from the foundation that I had already built, the foundation of all of my life leading up to that moment. How powerful it is that if you take inventory on your life and what you've accomplished and learned and overcome, the strengths that you've built and the education and experience that you have, that it's an incredibly deep, rich vault of personal currency. So that's what I did. I created an evaluation for myself to remind me just how rich I already am, that I do have a vault filled with knowledge and connection and resources and experience. I made this process as part of the Encore Catalyst methodology so that when I felt imposter syndrome, or when I felt insecure or fear, or when I was just having I'm a hot mess day, that I could just open my vault and take a look at it and remind myself that I'm really quite incredible. I'd love to share that process with you. In the show notes, I'm going to include a link for you to sign up for a free PDF called Unlock and Unleash You, because I would love for you to fill that out and marvel at the gem that you are, the priceless person that you have become over all this time. Keep that form and use it again and again, each and every time you're creating the next and best you. I hope you enjoy this tool, and I would especially enjoy hearing feedback from you on what you discovered about yourself and the incredible resources and riches that you already possess. They are inflation-proof, investment-proof. They are a lifetime value that you and only you possess. And P.S., it just so happens that all the content in your vault helps you to build success ladders and continue to climb and to lift others. Thanks for joining me today. Stay tuned for the really big reveal about 10 days from now. Bye for now. Thank you for spending this time with me. I hope our conversation added value to your day and expanded your vision for your legacy and impact. Please join me in increasing my impact and expanding my reach to more people by sharing this episode on social media or leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. To catch all of the latest from me, subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform. Connect with me and others in my community Facebook group, the Lift As You Climb Movement, where you can engage, be inspired by, and grow with a tribe of like-minded people. As I evolve as a podcaster and a spokeswoman for collaboration and economic empowerment, your input and feedback are especially important to me. I welcome your suggestions and questions to hello@theencorecatalyst.com. Until we meet again, please remember that your success may be the foundation to someone else's. Together, we can raise success ladders around the world.